You've probably noticed something if you pay attention to the best local businesses out there. They don't just like advertise at you.
Right. No, they entice.
Exactly. They entice you. It's almost like a Trojan horse, right? Something that looks like one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's help or education or a free checklist, but it quietly delivers the exact thing customers actually want.
Which is trust. Trust, precision, and, a predictable outcome.
Yeah. And today for our deep dive, we're breaking down how Meridian Mobile Detailing uses that exact model. Plus, we're getting into the science behind why a simple, clean car is just the surface layer.
Because the real win here, the thing we're really talking about, is vehicle preservation.
Exactly. So let's define this cleanly to start. In marketing, what does this Trojan horse actually mean for auto care?
Well, in marketing, a Trojan horse is when the entry point for a customer is totally legit and useful. It's not salesy at all. So high-intent people engage with it immediately.
Right, because their guard is down.
Yeah, exactly. They don't feel like they're being pitched to.
And for Meridian, that entry point looks like these really educational, hyper-specific service pages. We're talking pages on engine bay or paint decontamination.
Yeah, clay bar and iron fallout is a big one.
Right, and they even put their full technical process and checklist right out there in the open.
Which is huge. Because here's the key. A customer searching those exact terms, they aren't just shopping broadly for a car wash.
No, they have a specific problem.
Right. They're already concerned. I mean, they're worried about damage, streaking, scratching. Maybe they're worried about moisture issues or someone using the wrong
Or
chemicals.
just whether the person they hire will actually do it right.
Exactly. So the Trojan horse here is that we meet that concern head on with precision and standards. We're not just saying, hey, trust us.
We're showing how we do it.
Yes. And that's why it converts. Because when a customer feels like the process is, measurable and controlled, their hesitation just
They
drops.
don't need persuasion at that point. They just need reassurance.
Spot on. And there's a massive SEO bonus too. Search engines reward the depth of that content while humans reward the clarity. Meridian gets both.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
But I want to push back just a little bit here. If I'm a casual customer and I see a 50-point scientific checklist, I might just think, oh, it's going to cost a fortune, and click away.
And they should click away. That's actually the genius of it.
Oh, so it's an intentional filter.
Exactly. It filters out the bargain hunters who just want a $15 wash. It deliberately causes sticker shock for the wrong demographic while totally validating the high-intent customer.
The one who views their car as an investment.
Right. But, marketing only works if the actual product delivers.
Yeah, a checklist is just a vibe if you don't actually follow it in the real world.
Right. And that brings us to the real differentiator. The checklist isn't just a vibe. It's a scientific-grade, asset-preserving quality guarantee.
A normal wash and vac list is basically just checking boxes, right? Like, did I vacuum? Check.
Yeah, it's an honor system. But Meridian's checklist is built entirely around safeguards and documentation, things that actively protect the vehicle and reduce risk.
So let's walk through that philosophy in plain language, because the sources outline three core rules.
Right, let's break them down. First one is measure first. We don't guess the paint condition.
Because modern clear coat is incredibly thin,
Oh,
right?
it's thinner than a Post-it note. So they profile and document it using ultrasonic paint depth gauges.
Wait, ultrasonic, like using sound waves to measure the paint.
Exactly. So they know exactly where the safe boundary is before they even touch a polishing pad to the car.
Because if you burn through that clear coat, that's a $2,000 body shop mistake.
Yeah, it's ruined. So measuring first is non-negotiable. Then the second philosophy, inspect under the right light.
Because normal garage lights play tricks on you.
They diffuse the light. So swirl marks and micro marring only really show up when you know how to see them. You have to use specific focused LED lighting.
Like a laser beam in a dark room.
Basically, yeah, it exposes all the hidden damage. And then the third piece is protecting the materials.
Which means electronics, trim, porous plastics, delicate textures. Those aren't afterthoughts.
No, they're protected in the process. Taped off, shielded, isolated.
Which really shifts the whole paradigm. I mean, treating a car like a volatile science experiment totally changes it from getting a chore done to protecting a massive financial asset.
And that leads right into the don't ruin it part of the protocol, the safety and insulation specifics.
Yeah, let's talk about the engine bay. To most people, that's just a greasy box of metal.
But it's actually a rolling supercomputer. You've got sensitive electrical areas that must be actively protected.
Right, you can't just blast a high-pressure hose in there.
No, you'll cause catastrophic electrical failure. And the protocol is just as strict inside the car. For upholstery work, they use steam, but it's handled with controlled buffers.
Never applied directly to the surface.
Never. Direct steam can melt the industrial glue in the seams or shrink the stitching.
It's like taking a heat gun to a laptop sticker. You might get the sticker off, but you're melting the plastic chassis underneath.
That's a great analogy. You destroy the structure trying to clean the surface, so they buffer the heat.
And for materials like Alcantara, that synthetic suede stuff, the method has to be gentle by design, right? Well, not aggressive by habit.
Exactly. If you scrub Alcantara with a stiff brush, you permanently fray the fibers. The damage is completely irreversible.
Wow. And the scientific approach doesn't stop with heat and friction. It's about the chemical protocol, too.
Oh, the chemistry is huge. You need the correct agitation tools, the correct cleaning approach, and critically, the correct rinse strategy.
Because if you use a heavy alkaline degreaser and just rinse it with water,
you're just diluting it. The alkaline residue stays trapped in the fibers.
And then it turns into a dirt magnet when it dries.
Exactly. It sets you up for rapid resoiling. So the protocol dictates a specific, slightly acidic rinse to neutralize the pH balance.
That is so wild. It really is a chemistry lab. And managing all these chemicals means technician safety is a massive deal, too.
Absolutely. The protocol mandates strict PPE and exposure awareness for those chemistry-heavy steps.
Like with ozone generators for getting rid of smoke smells?
Right. Ozone destroys odors, but it's highly toxic to human lungs. So if ozone is part of the service, the protocol includes strict environmental control.
You literally seal the car and enforce an airing window.
Yes. Nobody goes back in until it's safe.
Okay, so the meticulous work is done. The chemistry isn't neutralized. The paint is protected. But how does the customer actually know all these invisible steps happened?
Right, because a clean car just looks clean. This is where the guarantee becomes tangible. It's the final piece of the Trojan horse.
The showroom reveal report card.
Exactly. When the client receives this verified, time-stamped report card, they realize they aren't just paying for cleaning.
They're paying for documented preservation.
Yes, because people don't just share photos of their car being clean online anymore.
No, they share proof that something was done with extreme care.
That report card becomes a story. Right. It logs the steps completed, the notes taken, the safety checks respected, and the exact completion window.
It's signal status. It's documented proof.
And operationally, it's also why Meridian's model works as an agency rather than just a random service garage.
Because it standardizes the quality across all the different technicians.
Right. Without turning the job into a robotic, mindless checklist, the tech still has to use their brain to measure the paint and manage the chemistry.
But the framework ensures they can't cut corners without it being documented.
Exactly.
So the Trojan horse closes like this. The customer comes in searching for how to fix iron fallout or which service do I need, but they leave with something better.
Confidence, absolute confidence.
And then the booking just becomes the natural next step because the trust is already established.
It's totally frictionless.
It really is.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you're in Rockford and you want detailing that actually protects your vehicle, not just cleans it, you need to book your slot.
Yeah, and when you see that technical process and the scientific grade checklist in action, remember why it's there.
The goal is a showroom finish with a preservation mindset.
So book Meridian Mobile Detailing and get a quality guarantee that you can actually verify.
Absolutely. And before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over.
Oh, this is the best part. Consider how this showroom reveal report card model, this extreme timestamp transparency, could completely upend other service industries.
Like plumbers or electricians.
Imagine if your home contractor operated with this exact scientific grade checklist and gave you timestamped proof of every safety protocol they followed inside your walls.
That would completely shatter expectations. If a mobile detailing company can make the old, just trust me, service model obsolete, why are we still accepting it anywhere else?